Cheryl. Good evening. Thank you for having me on the show today.
I'm pleased that you could take a few minutes to be with us. Before we get into the subject at hand, there's just a couple of stories that are in progress and some progress being made on them that I wanted to touch on with you and find out what information you can give us. The Lansing man has been charged in connection with the second of two shootings that occurred on the 23rd. One resulted in the death of a 15-year-old and the second injuring a 16-year-old. So those charges have now been filed. So that one is moving ahead, I see.
Yes, it took some time. The detectives did a wonderful job on that case. And initially, the suspect was not cooperating with us, but that didn't stop us from trying to reach out to him. The detectives were able to locate him, and he has since cooperated, and we came out with the three charges today.
Yeah, and this subject is named Tremaine Brooks, who is 19 years old, who was arraigned today with that second shooting as well. So that's kind of the update on that one. And then the other one that was interested in, and I talked to you about earlier, the 28-year-old man who was killed in what was at the time apparently it looks like a home invasion. And where are we with that? That shooting was last Saturday. And where are we with that, Lieutenant?
Well, I can't really comment on an open investigation or the details of it, but I'll tell you this, that detectives have been working on this case. They are fact-finding, as we do on all our cases, and we're presenting all the facts in a case packet, what we call a packet, and we hope to present that packet of our case to the prosecuting attorney's office next week, and it'll be up to Stuart Dunnings and his staff whether he sees there will be any charges filed in that matter.
Okay, I appreciate the update on that. What prompted me to call yesterday, and again, I appreciate your time this evening, is I saw the kids coming back to school and so forth with their cars loaded up, and I thought, boy, what an easy target for someone to steal a car. So I kind of wanted to get back to some basics on how we keep our car from being stolen, and secondly, objects within our car. And some of this seems common sense, but I see some people doing some kind of silly things.
Well, that's exactly it, Cheryl. It's common sense. But, you know, sometimes when we get busy in our day, we don't think that you know, these things could happen to us. And, you know, it's not only stolen vehicles. It's larceny from vehicles is the biggest thing right now at this time, and that's leaving your vehicle unlocked and then leaving valuables in there. And when we talk about larceny from automobiles is the incident that we refer to. Safety tips. We think about the simple practice of a little TLC, and that's that stands for take, location, and close. Take out the valuables from your vehicle, leave them at home, or take them to the destination you're going. And you mentioned students. How many students? How many electronic toys do students have? You know, they have cameras, laptops, cell phones, a lot of things like that. That a person who will target or look for those things in an unlocked vehicle. The other, the L would stand for location. It's really important to park your vehicle in a well-lighted area, park where it's clearly visible to patrons or people that are in the area. And the C would stand for close and lock your vehicle. That's the simple thing there, isn't it, Cheryl? You need to make sure you close your doors, windows, the back hatch, or even the sunroof in the summer months. One inside the vehicle, you want to lock your glove box as well, and all compartments that have locks to them.
And since yesterday, I was by a convenience store, and I saw a gentleman go in with the car running. I was paying attention to it, and I guess I'm kind of stunned that that still goes on. And he would be stunned and surprised if he came out and his car was gone, and I'd say, hey, pal, you left
exactly,
it running.
Exactly, Cheryl. Exactly. You spoke about this yesterday, and I was able to pull up some data. It's very apparent that we have an ordinance against it's a requirement when leaving a motor vehicle unattended. It's a civil infraction, so it carries a monetary fine. It's not looked at as a criminal matter or a criminal infraction. However, it's a civil infraction. And looking at the data, it happens around this time, January and February. We start peeking into the tens or even 20s of officers writing this citation. And when officers write these this citation, Cheryl, it's for preventative matters. I mean, how easy would it be for somebody who wants to steal a vehicle to stand by at a party store waiting for that person to do just what you saw yesterday? And that's leave their vehicle on and go in and grab their donut and coffee in the morning, and then they come back and their car is gone. So that's why we write those tickets, is to prevent this stolen vehicles.
It's quite simply a crime of opportunity for the most part, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Just like these larceny from automobiles, it's a very preventable crime. If you follow these tips that I gave you, you can prevent yourself from becoming a victim of this type of crime. And so, you know, you mentioned it. You started this off by talking about common sense, and really that's what it comes down to, is common sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, where are the other thought I had is, where are they going with these stolen cars? Are they joyriding with them? Are they taking them to chop them up and sell them for parts? Yeah. What do you see?
You know, we don't see chop shops like you do in some of the larger cities around here. Back when we did have a peak in stolen vehicles, that might have been the case. It would take them from here and maybe take them to some larger cities. We actually saw a 37% drop in motor vehicle theft in the year 2009. And the preliminary figures for 2010 were going to show a decrease, but not quite that much. And when you talk about preventing vehicle thefts, you can talk about the programs that we're doing right now, talking about preventative safety tips and things like that. But technology has also been a big part in helping us reduce that type of crime too. You know, all these newer vehicles have car theft equipment inside of them, and then the tracking device, the GPSs, help out quite a bit as well. But so we don't see that so much here, and we've been pleased that our motor vehicle thefts have reduced. That's from the hard work of the men and women in the Lansing Police Department, and also for people like you, and giving us the opportunity to reach out to the people out there and give them some tips on how to prevent themselves from becoming victims of this type of crime.
For those who think it might be a good idea to steal a car, what are the charges that would be against them and the penalties?
Well, you mentioned it earlier when you talked about joyriding. Joyriding is typically the reason that a lot of, in my 21-year career here, when we catch somebody in a stolen vehicle, it's usually for that reason. Now, joyriding is a misdemeanor. Stealing a vehicle for purposes of keeping that vehicle, that's definitely a felony. So, I mean, it's more serious to take it for profit.
Wow. Okay. Well, we've tried to give them a heads up, and the folks who might think that's a good idea, and more importantly, folks of all ages, we all have GPSs and maybe the iPods in there and so forth. Just don't make it look so attractive, I guess, is the bottom line. And for heaven's sakes, lock the car and push the button when you leave.
Yeah. And I will say this in closing, Cheryl, is that, when you're talking about getting items stolen from your vehicle, you're talking about also giving someone an opportunity to make you a victim of identity theft. If you leave your wallet in there, if you leave bills in there, your mail in there, those are all items that they take, and they could give it to somebody else or keep it for themselves in attempts to stealing your identity. And you don't even want to go down that road. That's a very difficult crime to investigate, and definitely don't want to become a victim of that.
Well, and then certainly, too, if they've got your car and they open it up and see the title and the address and then have your garage door opener, there's a whole other set of problems.
Yeah, it's too many problems that come out of, like you said, when we start talking about this, not using common sense.
Very good. Well, I thank you for your time, sir. I know you're very busy, and have a great evening, and I'll look forward to talking with you soon.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye now.
We've been speaking with Lieutenant Noel Garcia, a public information officer for the Lansing Police Department. When we come back on Fritz and Friends, we'll talk with Jackson Mayor Karen Dunnigan. They're having to close two fire stations and consolidate. It's a pretty serious situation there, and we'll talk with Karen when we come back on Fritz and Friends.